The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, coming to you from WWDB AM Talk 860 here in the Delaware Valley, streaming live on WWDBAM.com. We are going to welcome Sandy Tankus, from the website The Other Side of 50. We'll be back with Sandy right after these messages.
Today, many families are expressing a growing interest in preserving the values, thoughts, and experiences of their older members so that future generations can benefit from their wisdom. This is Steve Lubetkin from Lubetkin Communications. We can create a family legacy video you'll treasure for years to come. Get more information now at lubetkin.net or call 856-751-5491. Mention Jewish Sacred Aging and you'll get a 10% discount on your family legacy video project.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, again coming to you live from WWDB AM 860 here in the Delaware Valley and streaming live on WWDBAM.com. We are delighted to welcome to the show this morning Sandy Tankus, the founder of the website TOS of 50, the other side of 50.com. Sandy, welcome to Boomer Generation Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I guess we'll start right away with telling us, if you would, what is the other side of 50.com? How did it come to be? What motivated you to start this website?
Well, what happened was I had a fairly large business, which I sold at an appropriate time in my life. And I found myself very bored. Now, I had always been a very, very good volunteer, and I had made the assumption that I would be very happy just volunteering. But I found that I really wasn't, and that I needed more purpose to my life. And I began to go to the web and look for things, and I was looking for one site that had a lot of different interests, and I really couldn't find it. So at that time, which was about 3 years ago, I guess, 3 or 4 years ago. And so I contacted a friend of mine who ran a PR company, and she vetted it for me and told me I was right, that what I was talking about didn't exist. And so I basically started it. And TOS50.com is a site that has 11 different sections, and each section deals with a different interest for people over the age of 50. It's predominantly for baby boomers. And we have things like we have a book club, which has been very successful. We have a greening and gardening section, which is actually supervised by my daughter, Janine Tankus, who is an environmental scientist in the area where you're coming from, generally speaking. And then we also have a travel section, and we have food and nutrition, and with a nutritionist, we have a volunteer section, etc. And some sections have been more successful than others, and I keep updating it and changing it. I'm actually in the middle of some very significant changes right at the moment. I had a store on the site. I have an autistic grandchild and had a lot of interest in autism, still have a lot of interest in autism because of that. And I was running a site in the hopes of making money on the store to donate to autism. And we did do some, but truthfully, it was a great deal of work for me to earn very little money. So I'm closing the store. And instead, we're putting up an event section, which I really haven't had on there, so people can write in from all over the country and tell me about the events they're having, and we can post them.
So I know you have a recipe section, because I checked something this morning, I think, and got very hungry at about 5:30 this morning.
We have a food and that goes under food and nutrition. And, you know, I have a lot of really great recipes because my mom happened to have been a caterer, a caterer, actually. So I have some really very interesting recipes, some of which I have put up on the site, you know, healthy chocolate cake and things like chocolate cake made with fruit and vegetables.
Chocolate is always healthy. It's, as we know, it's one of the five basic food groups.
Right.
Right. This is a story, really, Sandy, of you reinventing yourself or rebranding yourself, and at a certain age, and I guess that led to the title TOS50.com. So, and it's very, I would imagine, exemplary of many of the people over the age of 50 who are facing longevity and the need to reinvent who they are in a search for some sort of meaning. What have you found of the people who have contacted you on the site? What are some of the typical questions, or what are some of the typical concerns that you seem to be getting on the site?
Well, actually, most of the people who contact me on the site are people who are interested, as you say, in reinventing themselves, you know, and doing different things, and they're interested in promoting what they're doing on my site, and sometimes I can use it and sometimes I can't. But I think that the problem, or there's good and bad, you know, the baby boomer generation, we were basically a generation of doers. And we're reaching an age, you know, where we want to keep doing, but now we're afraid of maybe spending money because, you know, we're reaching an age where maybe we won't be earning money in the future, so we have to preserve what we have. And on the other hand, we want to keep still having fun, and we really feel that we want to keep helping because we were also a generation of people that changed the world, really, and, you know, wanted to help. And we still, most of us, or at least the people that I'm coming into contact with, still have that very strong feeling. So, you know, instead of marching against Vietnam at this point, they're marching against nuclear weapons or whatever it is that is their passion. But people in general, you know, our generation in general, hasn't. And personalities haven't changed very much. You just have to find a new way to focus because you're older and you can't do what you did.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting question, especially this week. You know, Friday is the 50th anniversary of the assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Which, for our generation, was the seminal moment, the first stage baby boomers. That was the seminal moment of our life, I think, where things significantly shifted. And
right.
So, I mean, you have this section on TOS50.com that deals with volunteerism. And one of the legacies of that era of the 60s was, you know, volunteerism, giving back to society, the Peace Corps, all that stuff. What have you found? I mean, in your creating the website and you're trying to reach out to the baby boom generation, what could you say would be the legacy that you're seeing in your contacts and involvement with TOS50.com that seems to keep that spark and keep that flame alive of giving back?
Well, it is a legacy of giving back. What I find on my site actually is different sometimes than what I find in life, in the sense that the same people keep writing to me, and so I tend to keep, you know, the people who are very concerned about various diseases, breast cancer, in my case, the amyloidosis people, which is a rare disease, have been very good about keeping me up to date with, you know, with various stories and interests and inviting me to different events so that I keep them, you know, on the front burner. But, you know, I do find, as I said earlier, that when I go, you know, whatever it is that I'm doing, whatever story I'm covering, whatever I'm volunteering for, you still get that same feeling of people really wanting to have a legacy and looking for ways that they can help, and they really, you know, can't, many of them, you know, can't do these 10-mile marches anymore, so that they're finding other ways that they can help. They're driving, you know, people who can't walk to doctor's appointments. They're volunteering in different ways. The health industry gets a lot of volunteers from people in our age group.
Yeah, well, health, I would imagine you're seeing as a major concern. You know, I sometimes when I do these workshops on the spirituality and aging, I mention the fact that 50 years ago, 45 years ago, our generation and war with our parents' generation about, you know, Vietnam and civil rights, et cetera, and Watergate. And now those two generations are more and more linked together, marching around issues around health care and entitlement programming and facility placement, et cetera. Are you finding the health issues paramount?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Generally speaking, those are the people who write me the most. People who, you know, have parents with Alzheimer's or parents who they're afraid have Alzheimer's who are just beginning to be forgetful. And believe me, I identify with that because I forget lots of things myself. You know, it just is, it's a function of age, you know, and you don't know when to get nervous or not to get nervous. But, health is something that affects all of us, and it comes from out of the blue. I mean, my husband is a very healthy person, has been his entire life, eats well, you know, watches himself, exercises. And last year, out of the blue, came down with a disease that almost killed him. He's, thank God, he's fine now. He survived it. But it just came from nowhere. And, you know, and thank God, he's now all right. But this is what happens to our generation. You get over a certain age, and you begin to worry about having a stroke, you know, the number of calories you're eating, you know, what my cholesterol is like. And that is the group that I hear from overwhelmingly, people who are concerned with health issues and mental health as well as physical health.
So what are some of the two or three classic questions that you constantly get of people? And then let me also say, is TOS 50, from where you're describing it, is it an advice-giving website or is it just an exchange of ideas?
I don't give advice. I do interview. I have quite a few interviews on there of doctors, mental health professionals. You know, we do. I have an interview on there with a doctor regarding the change of life for women, mm-hmm. and you know, eye care, which becomes, you know, scary for us as we get older and we hear about things like macular degeneration and so on, and we're all wearing glasses. You know, I do try, but I even have, you know, someone talking about facelifts, and because that's important, too. We all want to look good. And, you know, I have all of these interviews, and I even have an interview with Richard Simmons, which is probably the funniest interview that I have on the site. I mean, he's really quite a character. And I actually went on his cruise to lose and have a story on that, too. I'm sorry, I lost track of the question.
That's okay. That's okay. I want to come back. We're going to take a break here for a second, but I do want to come back to the Cruise for Lose or whatever that's
okay.
that's too good to let it go. But we're with Sandy Tank, who's the founder of the website TOS50.com. That's TOS50.com. It's a website that specifically deals with issues concerning individuals over the age of 50. And one of the issues that really, as we alluded to just before, is of major concern is dealing with our own parents. Do you ever feel worried about your parents' failing memory and concerned about your parents' safety at home and not sure where to turn for help? And if you answered yes to any of these, then SeniorWise is here for you. SeniorWise is geriatric care managers, and SeniorWise geriatric care managers can provide a comprehensive assessment and care plan, help keep your loved ones safe at home, screen and monitor in-home services, help you avoid costly mistakes, and ease your loved one's transition into a care facility if necessary. SeniorWise is a member of the Samaritan Family of Services, and to speak with a SeniorWise geriatric care manager today, we invite you to call 856-552-5166. That's 856-552-5166. Mention that you heard about this on Boomer Generation Radio. And you can log on to the SeniorWise Geriatric Care Manager information site at www.seniorwisecare.org. SeniorWiseCare, one word, .org. That's www.seniorwisecare.org. And again, the phone number is 856-552-5166. One of the other issues, again, that we're alluding to here that is extremely important for our generation to be aware of is how we deal with money. And Sandy mentioned this, and we want to bring you again a message from our friends at the Hecht Investment Group of Janie Montgomery Scott. The Hecht Investment Group provides a concierge financial consulting and financial service. They use a formal investment process as their foundation, and their clients receive frequent communication and rapid response to questions. There are no needs greater than your own when it comes to personal financial planning. The Hecht Investment Group provides experience, guidance, and an efficient management process that is important in today's environment. Contact the Hecht Investment Group toll-free at 855-289-2168. That's 855-289-2168. Or visit hechtinvestmentgroup.com. The Hecht Investment Group is also on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and in Facebook. And they have just been recently selected as a 5-star professional listing by Philadelphia Magazine. Again, that's the Hecht Investment Group of Janie Montgomery Scott at 855-289-2168. Please tell them that you heard about them on Boomer Generation Radio. We really appreciate it. We're with Sandy Tank, who's the founder of the website TOS50.com. Discussing the website and how one deals with some of the issues that the website is concerned with for those interested of over the age of 50, hence the name. Sandy, you were talking a little bit about before the break, again, about some of these overwhelming health issues that seem to be a major source of questions that come to you. And you mentioned the Cruise to Lose. You want to tell us that story?
Well, I interviewed Richard Simmons very early on, actually. He was quite amazing. I wrote him from my web. I wrote him from his website, you know, asking if I could do an article on him for my website. And about 3 or 4 days later, my phone rang, and I picked it up, and he said, "Hello, this is Richard Simmons." And I said, who? And he said, Richard Simmons, you did write to me, didn't you? I said, yes, but I didn't expect you to call. And he said, well, why? Do you think I'm rude? And that was the beginning. Anyway, he did give me an interview. I went to California. It was a good chance for me to visit my aunt who lives there and to interview Richard Simmons. And he was having a cruise to Lewes, and I got a friend to go with me, and we went on his cruise to Lewes, which was really a great trip. And you can use the week to lose a lot of weight, which some people did and do. Or you can just use it as a fun week with Richard Simmons, which I have to admit that is what I did. I went on the cruise to lose and gain 3 pounds, you know. But it was a great experience. I mean, he is a funny guy to be with. I mean, he doesn't need me to give him a plug. But, it was a lot of fun. It really was. I would do it again.
You're listening to Boomer Generation Radio here on WWDB AM 860 here in the Delaware Valley, streaming live on WWDBAM.com with Sandy Tank, who's the founder of the website TOS50.com. Sandy, I'd like to return to something that you alluded to at the beginning of the show before the break, and that is this special idea, special relationship that many of us have at this age of being a grandparent. And the nature of grandparenting seems to have radically changed with our generation, much more active, involved, doing, going. I often say that our generation is not going to be sitting around Shady Acres rocking in our rocking chairs. We're more likely to be found climbing Machu Picchu or going on the cruise or the Elder Hostel and sometimes even taking our grandchildren with us. But
I agree. That's basically what we do. And, that's people who write to me who have, grandchildren and so on. They're very involved with their grandchildren. There are even camps around where you can go to a camp with your grandchild for a week or 2 weeks, over the summer and have a great experience with them. Things are very, very different than they were, years ago. I mean, really very different.
Right.
When I think about, I had one grandmother who lived with us and another grandmother who didn't, but I had very good relationships with both of them, and particularly the grandmother who lived with me. But when I think back to my relationship with her and as close as I was with her, and she was very influential in my life and I was very close with her, I mean, our relationship consisted of her reading to me, taking me to the library, occasionally going for a walk. I mean, my relationship with my grandchildren is very different than that. You know, we play games, we have adventures, we go shopping, we do, all kinds of things, go on trips together. It's a very different relationship than what we come from. But I think some of that is because our generation, it was a very active generation, and we're not really willing to go sit in shady pines in a rocking chair now that we're getting older. We want to keep doing until the end.
The issue that you raised just tangentially at the beginning of the show, if you don't mind, I just want to explore, because I think it speaks to a lot of people who are struggling. You have a grandchild who's somewhere on the autism spectrum, correct?
Yes.
Talk to me, if you don't mind, about that how you interface and how you advocate for this child.
Well, it's difficult in her case. I mean, I think that autism is something that, unfortunately, even with the growing numbers of children who have autism, there are so many different conditions that go under the label autism that you really, can't come up with kind of a one-size-fits-all. My granddaughter pretty much likes to isolate herself, and it's difficult to pull her out, but we try. We do try. When she does venture over to my house, it's an adventure. we have, we're praying that everything goes well. We have an unusual situation in that I have identical twin granddaughters, and one of them is autistic and one of them is not. And that's a highly unusual situation. And they are having a bat mitzvah together in Florida in several weeks. And they're doing it together, and we're praying that it all goes well. She's been working hard, towards this accomplishment, and we're hoping that on the day that it comes, she'll be able to get up and do it. But the relationships between autistic children and anybody else are really different depending on the severity of I don't want to call it a disease. I don't really know what to call it, but of the condition, I guess.
How active are you in advocating?
I'm very active in advocating, and I've just moved to Florida, and I was very active in New York. As I said, I ran the store just to try to raise money for the cause. And but now that I'm in Florida, I will try to get myself involved in trying to find the reason why. I mean, my case is, as I said, is extraordinarily unusual because we have, identical twins. And why one is and one isn't just shows how little they know.
You mentioned the mental health aspect and of some of the questions that you get on TOS50.com. And you mentioned that a lot of it has to do with memory loss, dementia, possible onset of Alzheimer's. In just a couple of seconds that we have left before we have to start wrapping up, could you just give me a quick? I do want to put you on the spot of some of those questions that you get coming to you from the site. What are the people most interested in learning about?
Well, they're learning about if there's a way to reverse it, which from what I understand there's not, how to control it, how to make people comfortable, and mostly they're worried about inheritance. Mm-hmm.
Inheritance, what do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, are they themselves now going to?
Right.
If you're dealing with somebody, let's say, who's 70, who has a mother who's 90, who has Alzheimer's at 70, you're not so young anymore. We may be vibrant, but we're not so young. So you're beginning to worry about that for yourself, and they're looking for ways that they can protect themselves. Can they eat something? Can they take a vitamin? Are there doctors, that could help them? And I've heard all kinds of theories, and I know people who do go to holistic doctors who say that if you have this metal in your system, that if they can get rid of it for you, that you'll lower your chances.
Right.
This is the type of thing I hear. I don't advocate anything because, as I said, we're an informational site. So I might interview a doctor on the subject, but I wouldn't have anybody, give advice.
Well, thank you. Sandy Tankus, the founder of TOS50.com. That's TOS capitals, Sandy, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
TOS50, the number 50.com. A resource for baby boomers on a whole variety of different areas, from everything from health to good recipes drawn from your mom. Sandy, thank you very, very much for being a guest here on Boomer Generation Radio. Thank you to Serena for today, running the board. To all of you, we wish you a great week, and we'll see you next week on Boomer Generation Radio.